And Monica, that's where she works, just so as you see, it's very similar to the sort of place we work. And I'll use the American spelling that she put. The favoured option was neoadjuvant, although she made the comment that their view was that on the basis of the description, she was probably operable, and if she did, and so you could have gone straight to a mastectomy, but they would probably go for neoadjuvant. And as the second part of the treatment, what would they do after that? Either a wide local or a mastectomy, depending on what the cosmesis was like after the treatment. So not a million miles different from what we'd say in that respect.
Was there any comment as to the type of neoadjuvant chemotherapy? Because there's some suggestion that the triple negative patients are not so susceptible to standard types of neoadjuvants as they are to other chemotherapeutic regimes.
No, this was your case, wasn't it, Rogers? No, Roger, we didn't. They didn't comment on what neoadjuvant they'd use, and they didn't make any comment to us about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other quick comment about this last case before we close? Yes. Could you stand up, please?
Hisham Hamid from Guy's. In actual fact, the question is that why should you consider mastectomy in this case as a primary treatment? Why not the? It sounds like it's a straightforward decision of neoadjuvant chemo.
Well, I think that's certainly the view that Emil took, but I think the argument, I suspect what was going through Monica Morrow's mind, which I don't think is unreasonable, that if the lady wasn't particularly keen to undergo breast conservation, as things stood, it wasn't impossible to do a mastectomy on it. And I'm not sure how good the evidence is that there's a benefit from having neoadjuvant chemotherapy prior. Zen's desperate to say something.
Yeah, can I just make the comment that I think the key issue here is actually downstaging the axilla. Because if you've got if you know you've got three positive lymph nodes, you like to have a lot more. And you know, sure, the breast cancer itself is operable by mastectomy, but you really want to downstage the axilla to make sure you get a complete axillary clearance. That's my view of it. Well, I think it's an important factor in the decision-making process anyway.
Okay.
Is that a general view?
Hi, am I missing a point here? Are we not going to involve the patient in decision-making?
Well, I think that's what Monica was getting at with her comment, that their favoured option would be neoadjuvant chemotherapy, but if the patient wasn't keen on that concept, technically speaking, it wasn't such a size or such a state that you couldn't go straight to, theoretically, a mastectomy.
Okay, I think we'll have to draw that to an end. Thank you very much indeed. And put your hands up.